Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Started uploading, I think that's fine.
Yeah, well, it says recording.
Oh, well, I guess we should start talking then. I thought I'd do today. Hello and welcome to BBC Radio 4. Today I am, what's the Desert Island Disc host's name?
Are we doing that now?
Yeah.
Oh, hang on.
It's changed over the years, but I don't know what she's called now. What's your experience of Desert Island Discs?
My experience of Desert Island Discs is literally about 3 minutes.
Yeah,
I haven't heard
I told
of
you
it
the
before.
Concept literally before I hit record, and then
you
I
did.
Surprised hit record on this, and now I'm going to press you for your Desert Island Discs.
You absolutely are.
So I think usually it's eight songs, a book and a luxury, and I think for the BBC version, hello, welcome to BBC Radio 4, they give you the Bible as a given because I think probably back in the day everyone was saying, oh, I'd like to take the Bible. So that's, the Bible's there. Let's start with the luxury. What luxury item would you take to your desert island?
I think that's the hardest one. What is a luxury
item?
Yeah,
that's why we're starting with it. Yeah.
What's a luxury item? I mean, that I would take.
How about a velvet chaise longue?
Look, whilst I do want a velvet chaise longue, it's not actually what I would take to a desert island with me. What would I take as a luxury? I mean, I'm assuming that this is like, obviously, this is like, not. Literal. It's not like a plane has crashed.
It's not literal. We're not actually going to get you a plane ticket and send you to a desert island there.
Okay. What is my luxury item that I would take?
I think phone's like a boring answer, so I'm going to.
Nah, it wouldn't be phone. It wouldn't be phone. Probably. I mean, a phone's not worth anything when the battery dies, and you can't call anybody who got no reception on a deserted island. Yeah. Probably. Oh, I don't know. I'd like to say something really smart and intelligent so people think I'm really clever. Like, one of those Swiss Army knives or something.
Right.
Is that a luxury?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, once you've used the knife, the tweezers and the corkscrew don't really have much of a use.
people are going to be like, oh, that's so shit. What would I take? I mean, look, I don't know. I mean, what's a luxury item that I love that I would really, really want? I do love gummy bears. So I'd probably like a bag of gummy bears. I mean, it'd be pretty shit because they'd melt, but I'd probably still eat them.
Well, there's probably a little bit of shade under a coconut tree where you can keep your gummy bears. How many packets before you think you'd be sick of gummy bears, though?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, probably depends if the people from Haribo are listening. If you're listening, people from Haribo, send me all the gummy bears. If you're not listening, probably, half a pack, and then I'd be like, okay, we'll just save that for later.
Okay, so half a pack of gummy bears.
One gummy bear a day. One gummy bear a day will help me to get myself through the deserted island experience.
And in terms of a book, is there something you'd take?
Yes, it would be. I know this one, and this is a good one. It is.
Can I guess?
Oh, go on, guess. You're going to be wrong.
Like me, I've forgotten the name of everything. But there's that one you found when we were shopping once at a market in Surry Hills in Sydney, I believe, and it was It's those underpants models from the 70s.
Oh.
Do you know the one I'm talking about?
Yeah. That was
I'm guessing
fabulous.
That's not it then, judging by your laughter.
That's not it.
No.
It's so, God, your memory is so strange. You can't remember anything, but you remember that. Yeah. It's you're talking about the complete history of the American men's physique pictorial, which is like those
is that
three.
What it was?
Yeah, it's
I thought
three,
it was a brand like Tom.
It's of, Tom of Finland is the
Tom of Finland.
Tom of
that's
Finland is
thing
the
I'm trying to think of.
The artist who drew the images that were used in American Physique Pictorial, which was like a fitness magazine kind of thing in America in like the 40s and 50s and 60s.
Yeah.
So I just bought the complete collection of them in book form.
Gotcha.
And people often reference them when they come into the house because they are very striking. But that's not what I would take, no. But so funny that you think I would take that. What would I do with it? What would it be good for? Having a wank,
I suppose.
You
were very proud. I wasn't thinking about that. I just thought it was like a nice art, you know, table book.
Oh, yeah, because all the monkeys and the snakes and birds on an island are going to be like, sure, show me that cartoon of a bloke with a giant dick in leather pants.
Oh, you know the same monkeys I do. Cool. so what are you actually going to take? What's the book you're taking?
I would take it's a book by Bill Bryson and it's called A Short History of Nearly Everything.
All right.
It's a really great book.
Yeah. And you're not just picking that to make you seem smart and funny? And
I think we've probably – look, we're doing a podcast about Bardo, for God's sake. I think we've crossed the precipice of anybody possibly thinking that we're smart. Well, me at least anyway.
Okay, so the big question is, quick, you've got 3 minutes to – you've got to grab – you're standing in front of your wall of all your CD singles that you had $9.95 a pop in the – you know, as a teenager. Anyway, we'll move past that. You've got 2 minutes to grab. 2 minutes now to grab your three favorites. FBI are on the way. Go.
Well, okay. Well, they wouldn't be CD singles, but it would probably be. All I can think about right now is Marsha Hines' "You" because I was talking about it with you earlier, and that wouldn't be one of the songs. It would probably be. Oh God, what do I love?
What I'll let you do is you can listen to Marsha Hines' "You" as you're grabbing your favorites, just so it's like stuck fresh
Marsha
in your
Hines'
head.
"You." It would not even come anywhere near. I don't even know. No, I just can't get it out of my mind. What would I love? What would I want with me forever? Oh my God, this is really hard.
I mean, if any of the members of Bardo are listening now, they're going to be like scratching their heads a little bit, I think. Are we not going to come up?
No, I'm afraid. I probably, if this was like, you know, I could have 8 albums, maybe I'd take the debut Bardo album or maybe the second album. I don't know.
Well, we can take it up to 8. Desert Island Discs, they do 8.
Nah,
so.
I can't even get 3 of them. I can't do 8. Okay, yeah. I would take, if I had to pick 3 songs, just songs. I really love probably old songs because they remind me of my mum. Even now when I play them, when I listen to old music, older music, I listen to it and think of my mum. And they make me kind of happy. So I would probably pick Fleetwood Mac, I don't know, Go Your Own Way or Dreams or probably Go Your Own Way, I think. I love that song.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's a good one.
Maybe The Carpenters.
Yeah.
We've Only Just Begun or something. I know that's really naff and you really wanted some trashy pop music, but I think I'd probably pick some melancholic music so if I'm stuck on a desert island, I could think of my mum.
Some lilting 70s folk.
Yeah, and maybe a Beatles song because my dad and my sister love the Beatles.
Yeah.
And I'd probably, I don't know, I love Got to Get You Into My Life.
Oh, that's such a good one.
Which is such a good song.
For some, like randomly, I put the Beatles on the other day, and I think a sign that you're getting older is when you start getting teary, like the most random things. Has this started happening to you yet? So
yeah, it happens a lot.
Yeah. Like, you know, it could be an ad or something like that, random, that you wouldn't normally start to tear up at. But for some reason the other day, I was listening to Happiness is a Warm Gun by the Beatles, and there's just this chord change in it, and I was... For some reason, like, I was, you know, toasting some cheese sandwiches at the same time. And my eyes started to well up. I was like, that is so weird. Like, what, out of all the Beatles songs, somehow Happiness is a Warm Gun, which I'm pretty sure is about injecting some kind of drug into your system.
Probably.
That's the one that got me, you know.
Well, that does, look, I agree. I definitely have a bit of a grizz. I'll get a bit teary with certain moments in songs now and TV shows and ads on TV or whatever, more than I ever used to. But yeah, I think I would probably pick those songs because they're sort of melancholic songs for me. And if I was stuck in an island, I'd like to think of my mum and my dad and my sisters and stuff. Probably. I say that now being nice. None of those bastards are fucking listening to the podcast. So, I mean, I really should have picked something better. Those assholes aren't even listening, so we're not even making advertising dollars off of them. Fuck them. I take it all back.
Well, that was a lovely answer. And I've welled up just as much as when I listened to Happiness is a Warm Gun.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
What would you take? What's your luxury item?
Oh, God. Yeah, I mean, I think I'd really want to be comfortable. So, you know, it sounds lame, but I'd want to take like a really good mattress, I think, because who knows what the sleeping conditions are. Although having said that, when I was a teenager-
It's a deserted island, Alex. There's not going to be great sleeping conditions. I can give you the tip.
Well, yeah. When I don't know if, did you know this or not, but I had this period, in my later teens where I was still, you know, still living at my parents' house. So I must have been 16 or 17. But I decided I wanted to not sleep on my mattress, but in a hammock.
Yes.
So you remember this? Oh, good. So yes. I got a hammock frame and put up a hammock.
I tried to block it out.
I put up a hammock and I slept in that for probably 3 or 4 nights before realizing how much you rely on the mattress for the warmth while you're sleeping, because it was absolutely totally freezing. And, you know, it was the middle of summer as far as I can recall, and it was hot during the day, but just the absolute freezingness of being in a hammock was too much.
Was that bedroom was dark green, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
that's right. I remember.
Yeah, it was in that one with the hammock. And do you remember what I started sleeping in next?
I don't know, probably a futon or something.
What was it? Worse than that. So from Kmart, I believe, there were some inflatable like paddling pools that you could get for about $18. And what I did, and I think it's probably to this date the comfiest bed I've ever had, was I blew it up and I put all my duvet and pillows and whatever I had into it and sort of made this giant nest in the middle of my bedroom. And just the neck support you got off the side of that inflatable children's paddling pool was off the hook.
Your poor mother. That poor woman.
Yeah. Yep. So, yeah, a nice comfy mattress, I think.
Okay. Well, sure. I mean, I think that's a bit impractical.
Actually, no, I'm switching it to the paddling pool with like the nest, the paddling pool nest. I'm going
to
take that.
And then I guess you could fill it up with water when you need to be cool on the land and you don't want to get attacked by anything. And it could act as like a rain shield.
Exactly. And then during the day you could go for a float. Yeah.
That would be very handy, actually. I like that thought. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. I'm going to stick with that one then. In terms of a book, I'd probably just take something blank with some charcoal so I could do some drawings, I think. I don't know. So it's such a poison chalice having to name a book, I think, that you'd want to take. because, you know, whatever you say is going to make you sound like you're trying to, you know,
well, like pick up your own.
Yeah, exactly. So actually, you know what? I'm going to take a Richard Scarry book or a Where's Wally. Oh,
great choice.
I'm going to take a Where's Wally, the original Where's Wally book, I reckon.
That would be great. Yeah. I'm down for that. I mean, I totally get it. I think the book one's a hard one because you either sound like a wanker or you sound like you're bullshitting. I nearly said like a David Sedaris book.
I love David Sedaris too.
That would be so funny. Like, I think at least you'd have something to laugh at. But then I was like, no, I think, because what if somebody like, what if like an ancient tribe or something was on this island and they found my body and they all of a sudden miraculously figured out how to read in English? Mm. Maybe they would then read A Short History of Nearly Everything by Bill Bryson. And then they would understand what was happening around them. That was kind of what I was thinking.
Yeah, whereas if it was a David Sedaris book, then they'd just hear an anecdote about when he had a dwarf teaching him guitar.
Pretty much. But they laugh. How they laughed. What are the songs? What are your songs that you'd pick?
I'm a bit worried because, you know, we've put ourselves as pop culture experts and probably most of my taste is a little bit off the beaten track, I'd say. I'm going to name a couple of songs and you're not going to possibly even know what they are and either will anyone else. One of them is sort of semi-tied in with the Beatles because it's this band called the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. Are you familiar with them?
No, it sounds chaotic as fuck.
So they were sort of, like they were British, but it was like a comedy band from the 60s. And I think Paul McCartney produced their album. But they do all these stupid songs. And there's one called Hunting Tigers that for some reason, it's actually one of my earliest memories as being on my dad's shoulders. It's Alamanca Market. And he was buying this record of the Bonzo Dog Doodah Band. And for some reason, it would just get played every Christmas. And even to this day, me and my cousin sit around on Christmas Day and sing along to that album.
The Bonzo Dog Doodah.
Yeah, yeah. So much to the horror of sometimes, you know, there'd be like one of my cousins or someone would have a new partner that they'd finally bring up the courage to bring to Christmas and they just the look on this like outsider's faces would be sitting there singing Hunting Tigers. And while I'm at it, I'm just going to go for two other songs off that same album.
Oh, really?
Because otherwise I'm going to be like, oh, I'm going to take, you know, some Welsh punk rock, you know, from the early 2000s. And, you know, no one wants to hear about my Black Rebel Motorcycle Club.
I was thinking, a minute ago you were criticizing me for not picking a Bardo song. And here I was thinking maybe you were going to come out with a Scott Cain, the only Scott Cain song or something.
No, I'm afraid not. I wouldn't even be able to name it other than I think maybe he did a Stevie Wonder song. Actually,
he did.
He did.
Well, that wasn't the single, but yeah.
Okay, well, in that I actually sang that Stevie Wonder. Is there anyone on the planet who doesn't like Stevie Wonder? No matter what people's music tastes are, I think people like Stevie Wonder. So I'm going to take one Stevie Wonder song, I think. I can't think of the name. I Believe When I Fall in Love, It'll Be Forever. Do you know that one?
When I Fall in Love.
Oh, it's so good.
That is one of my favorite songs. It's a beautiful moment in Sleepless in Seattle that the song plays over.
Oh, really?
When I Fall in Love. And it's been
around. It's at the end of High Fidelity as well. Yeah.
Oh, is it? It's been around for a bajillion years. It's been around like way, way before
even Stevie Wonder. Yeah, it's off Talking Book, one of his really early albums with Superstition on it.
So good. It's such a beautiful song. Great choice.
Yeah. So I'm happy with that, you know, a Stevie Wonder song and a couple of funny songs that, you know, I can sing along to and pretend I'm on Christmas.
I'm so pleased that you put me on the spot for this because now I'm going to have to wait till we hear this again for me to think about what I've said to you and then I'm going to have to decide whether or not I'm prepared to embarrass myself with these answers.
Well, I'll publish it without your permission, so don't worry about that. You'll be hearing it live along with the rest of the world. Anyway, on that note, I guess we should sign off. So, you know, listen in. We have episodes, the full episodes are on a Friday. I publish them at about 2 a.m. And then on a Tuesday we have these mini-sodes. And then we've got our little Instagram and the handle is...
@ Fruity Alexia Podcast.
That's it. I did that as if I was just throwing to you, but actually I'd forgotten what it was. I hope I can cover that over. All right. Well, see you all next time.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Welcome to Sincerely Sloan, presented by Uninterrupted. I'm your host, professional tennis player, wife, parent, and entrepreneur, Sloan Stevens. As an athlete and as a person, my journey has had a lot of twists and turns, from moments of adversity and doubt to unimaginable triumph and satisfaction. Throughout the season, I'm joined by some of the biggest names in sports, entertainment, culture, and a few members of my tribe. Our conversations keep it real and push it past skin deep. We reveal the perspectives, routines, and products that allow each of us to show up at our best. Join me on my journey of self-discovery and many, many laughs along the way. Sincerely, Sloan.